Helping feed those in need is an issue that is often front and center during the holiday season. This week, one organization is passing out food to families in six counties in north central Arkansas, thanks to help from the USDA. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Ozark Opportunities Incorporated is a private, nonprofit corporation that provides services in a six-county area that includes Baxter, Boone, Marion, Newton, Searcy, and Van Buren counties. According to the Community Action Agency's website, the group's mission is to partner with organizations, families, and individuals to provide services and empowerment opportunities for those with limited means to improve their quality of life. Rebecca Hanlon, Community Services Director for Ozark Opportunities, says some of their programs include Head Start, a home energy assistance program set to launch in January, and distributing surplus food from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This week, Ozark Opportunities has begun distributing donated food from the USDA to qualifying families in need.
This is USDA surplus food, and to be eligible for low income, and it's based off of 130% federal poverty guidelines. So, for instance, if there's one in the household, it would be $1,245 a month. A family of four that would be eligible if they made under $2,552, and that is per month. This distribution, we get distributions quarterly, so four times a year or once every 3 months. And this distribution, we've got beef stew, milk, peaches, fruit, nut mix, carrots, spaghetti sauce, beans, pasta, apple juice. They're all non-perishable.
Hanlon says the program does not require participants to bring proof of their income, but they must know what their gross monthly income is. They must also bring a photo ID, such as a driver's license or Arkansas ID. Participants must also pick up food in the county in which they live. Hanlon says the food will be distributed as a package.
We've got them bundled where this selection of food, everybody gets. If there's five in the household or more, they'll get two bags. But they get an assortment of all of it. It's not a pick and choose. We get the delivery and we bag up all the groceries. According to a ratio, you know, it could be three cans of peaches and two cans of milk. It just depends on how much we receive.
Hanlon estimates they have enough food to distribute to 1,000 families across the six-county area they serve.
The ratio, the number of families we help in a community or a county, is determined by how many other food banks are in the area. So, for instance, Newton County and Searcy counties, there aren't a lot of food banks there, so we get more food for those counties.
The food will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. Hanlon says it's important to organize these types of events because, for some, hunger is an issue year-round.
People aren't hungry only over the holidays. It's a year-round challenge. It is important for our agency to partner with other entities because we are a nonprofit, so we don't have a lot of funds to purchase food in order to give out. It helps supplement what we are able to do, so we're able to impact the community more.
Distribution in Newton County begins today in Jasper at 506 West Court. The distribution location will then be open Tuesdays from 8:30 a.m. to noon and 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. More information is available at 870-446-2222. The Boone County Distribution Center will open tomorrow at 406 Highway 43 East in Harrison. The center will then be open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to noon and 12:30 to 4 p.m. More information is available at 870-741-2089. To learn more about Ozark Opportunities Incorporated, you can visit OzarkOpp, that's OPP.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.